Welcome, brothers and sisters. Today's meeting, to start off our service, is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, which reads, "And forgive us our sins, just as we have forgiven those who sinned against us." This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Well, folks. Well, good morning, saints. So good to see everyone here this morning. Not raining like it was last Sunday. The Lord has given us a nice, sunshiny day this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, your mercy, your mercy, your mercy. Where would we be without it, Lord? Without your grace, where would we be without it? Lord, we need you this morning. We realize that we as humans, we cannot do it on our own. We need you, Lord. So we turn to you this morning for health and strength, for all that we need. Bless this congregation, Lord. Bless those that are here that may not feel very good this morning. We pray, Lord, that before they leave this service, they'll feel better. Thank you for them, Lord, for each one that came out and those that wanted to and couldn't. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let the church say amen. Amen. Boy, he's full of it this morning. Amen. Would you please stand? Amen. I want you to look around there and look at your neighbor and wave at him and say, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Amen. There you go. That'll wake you up. Good morning. All right. Now, after you said your good morning and waved your hand, you may sit down. Amen.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Almighty God, please pray with me. Almighty God, we humbly ask for your mercy and grace we acknowledge our own failings and the need for your forgiving love. Help us to see your hand in offering new beginnings, even when we have stumbled or made mistakes. We pray for those who are struggling, those who have made mistakes, and those who are seeking a fresh start. May they find your unwavering support and forgiveness. Guide them on a path of repentance and renewal, and help them to see your hand in their lives. We pray for the strength to be merciful, just as you have been to us. May we offer understanding and second chances, even when it is difficult. Help us to be a beacon of hope and a reflection of your boundless compassion as described in Micaiah 7:18. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
How many say spaghetti?
Garlic bread.
Okay, spaghetti wins. Spaghetti is the most... That's what I'm going to order, amen? So don't forget about that. At Thursday at Caffarelli's on 3009. And if you need more help with the address, you can either see me or you can talk with Joni. Amen? Amen. God bless you.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see, was grace that God
from these offerings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Today's scripture is Colossians, the third chapter, verses 12 through 15. Put on then as God chose one, holy and beloved, compassion, hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all this, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
You may be seated.
All in the power of Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you all. Think these new children don't know they're cute. They know they're cute, don't they? They know it. Amen. Thank you, Heather. We thank you, dear children, for helping us to understand something about mercy. Well, good morning again.
Morning.
I've already said that about three times, but that's okay. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Can you hear me back in the back? Okay. Amen. Can you hear me up here in the choir?
Yes.
All right. Question for you. How many of you, and honestly, has asked God for a second chance? Amen. Amen. I'm not going to ask you what that second chance was for. We've all had to ask the Lord for another chance for a variety of reasons. Amen. And this morning, we're going to talk about a God who is a God of second chances. He gives second chances. He does. How many of you like fish stories? There it is. Come on down. I'm the only one in here that likes fish stories. Amen. Well, this morning, if you look on your bulletin, you'll see a big fish tail fishing out of the water there. We're going to talk briefly about a fish tail. A fish tail and a fish story. There we go. A fish story. Now, a long time ago, there was a prophet of God named Jonah. You probably heard of him. I'm sure you had him. Vacation Bible school, or Sunday school, or even sermon preach of this prophet who was sent to a city called Nineveh in Syria. It was an Assyrian town. And this city, God was very upset about because of sin. They would not repeat, and they were a horrible, horrible, horrible nation. They did everything wrong. They worshiped idols. They sacrificed children. And God was fed up with it. But, because of his mercy and his grace, he sent the prophet Jonah, a Hebrew, to Nineveh, to tell them folks to get things right or they were going to die, basically. So Jonah, he didn't want to go. He says, I'm a Hebrew and I don't like them folks, so I'm not going. So anyway, he decided he would go in the opposite direction to Tarshish. Decided to go, and while he was gone, he got on the ship, and the ship came under a big storm. What he was doing, he was running for God, running from God. How many of you know that you cannot run from the master? Do you know that? You can go from here to Timbuktu, but he's going to be right there behind you, or in front of you, or all around you. You can't. Anyway, he ran from running from the Lord, got on the ship, and a storm came, and all the crew members says, "Hey, there's something weird going on this boat. You know, there's somebody here that God is angry at." See, even they knew something about the Lord. But anyway, a long story short, they threw Jonah over the side. Jonah got swallowed up, not by a whale, as some people say, just a big fish. I envision in my mind a big, giant red snapper, you know, because I like red snappers. A big red snapper got him, swallowed him up. And while he was in the belly of this red snapper, he had a lot of time to reflect on what was going on. Amen? Think about this for a minute, dear one. You may not have got swallowed up by a big fish, but there are some problems in your life that's got you swallowed up as well. It's got you running and hiding from the Lord. And I come to tell you this morning that you cannot do it because he is going to find you. And what do? You do what Jonah did. He prayed. God spit him out. The fish spit him out on the beach. And then he went and he preached to the folks like he was supposed to the first time. He got a second chance. He got a second chance. I got a second chance, and you got a second chance also. God gives second chances to each one of us. It's because of those chances we are here today. Amen? Now, you may as well admit it. Because of those second chances, now, like I told them, I can see your halos in here. Some of your halos are a little tarnished. And some are burning brightly. But he gives you second chances. Now, here's the thing. What we're going to, our main point is, I said all that to say this. He gives you a second chance. So what about you giving me a second chance? Would you give me a second chance if I did something wrong? Would you forgive me if I did something wrong? Now, to answer that question, you only have to think about this. Think about this. Think how the Lord gave you that chance. Remember how you were sinking so deep in sin, you didn't know what to do? You didn't know. You called on the Lord. That's all you had. And guess what? He came to you, and he helped you out of that. Now, would you give the other person that second chance? Or will you hammer them down and say, no, you don't deserve a second chance? With that in mind, this is what the apostle says in Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 12. Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 12. This is what the scripture says in verse 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, also do ye. Now, that's from the old King James Version, but it basically says this. If God forgave you, then you need to forgive me. Then you need to forgive me, or you need to forgive someone else. Well, preacher, I can't do that. That person hurt me. And this is what he goes on and says in verse 14. And above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectionism. As we grow on this journey, as we learn and learn more and more about the Lord, we can see just how God has forgiven us and given us a second chance. And we can see in these scriptures where he wants us to be forgiving, just as he was forgiving. Because to do this, we are showing that we are truly the elect of Christ, that we belong to him. The Bible is full of people who got second chances. We only talked about one, Jonah, but then that was Peter who got a second chance. Mark got one, Samson, even David. All of these folks are all trophies of our Lord's grace. You know, and as I said before, just as he is patient and forgiving with you, he wants you to do the same thing with others. You know, so now, I got to tell you something a little bit about this reconciliation and forgiving and second chance thing. When you offer a second chance to someone, you're not telling that person that you agree with what they do. What you're doing is I'm telling them, if you've hurt me and you've asked for forgiveness, I'm not going to be able to trust you anymore for a while. Amen? Let me put it to you this way. If I go out and do something wrong against Tessie, she may forgive me, but she's not going to trust me too much anymore, is she? No. What's going to happen is that person is going to have to build your trust. Build your trust. You're going to see that person more and more as you grow. Then you can start to trust that person more and more. But you have forgiven that person, and you have given that person a second chance. Now, the thing about second chances, there's a limit. You can only go so far with the Lord on second chances. You can only go so far with you. Listen to me. In Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, you may want to write that scripture down for reference later. The Apostle Paul warns us what happens when we continue to spurn God's patience and reject his call to repentance. If you continually do wrong and know you're doing wrong, there's going to be a problem. When you read those scriptures, you're going to find out that three different times the phrase God turned them over appears. When we insist on running our lives the way we want to do it, when we insist on disregarding what the Savior says, and we're going to do it our way, you know, you run the risk of God giving you up to a reprobate mind. He says this, eventually our hearts will get hardened against him. He lets us go. And he turns us over to a reprobate mind. And that reprobate mind simply means that you, whatever you're doing, he's going to let you keep doing it. Because now you become your heart hardened. Now you don't listen to scripture anymore. Now you don't care about what the preacher said. Now your heart is hard. You know? So make no mistake. You know? Make no mistakes. Now, something else about second chances. Sometimes, if second chances don't work, sometimes you give a second chance to someone or something and it's just not working. Sometimes you've got to end that relationship. The only way that you can get that second, that you can go on, you've given that person the second chance, but yet it's got to be done. But sometimes you got to break, folks free. You got to just leave them alone. Because even though you've asked for forgiveness, they're still just not going to do right. They're going to have, always going to be an issue. In Matthew 18, chapter 17, is going to tell us about this. Now, this is what Jesus says about a person who just won't listen to you. Verse 18, chapter 18. He says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever, 17. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. In other words, you have to break your relationship with that person. You know, the Lord loves us very much, and he will give us a second chance. But I want you to know that Jesus gives a second chance, and also we must give a second chance also. You see, his mercy is found in our second chance. Just as he was merciful to Jonah, he can be merciful to you as well. Now, I trust this morning that you understand those verses in Colossians, that you know that we are a different folk, that we are God's elect, and that we must be able to forgive one another just as Christ forgave us. And Jesus put it very plainly like this. He says, if you are not willing to forgive someone else, then your Heavenly Father won't forgive you. Lord, help us to remember that we must be forgiven and that we must show mercy to all those who need it. How many folks have you come across today, even this morning, who needs a touch of mercy? And who knows if it's God's will as you leave this place, how many will you see out that needs mercy? I challenge you this morning. Find mercy. There's mercy that you can find in the fact that he's given you a second chance. No, it's not because you're all this and you're all that and you've done so much for the Lord. No, it's because he is full of grace and he's full of mercy and he's willing to give us a second chance. I thank the Lord for Jesus this morning, that because of his death, burial, and resurrection, he's given us a second chance. A second chance to live and to stay with him and to serve him. And remember this, dear one. Remember this. And this comes, and I'll close with this verse. Colossians chapter 13. Colossians chapter 13. And it comes from verse, I'm sorry, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And remember that he teaches us to give others second chance also. Give folks a second chance, just as Jesus gave you a second chance. In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. But preacher, I'm not able to give a second chance. I can't. Would you please stand with me this morning? As we give the invitation this morning, I want you to understand that because he loves you, he gave you a second chance. And if you're here this morning and you need a second chance, I invite you to come to the altar, or even in your seats, ask the Lord for a second chance. And as you ask him, remember, he'll give you that chance, but he expects you to also give others that chance as well. Amen.
All the baby, Lord, we know. thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And a savior like a shepherd lead us.
Savior like a shepherd lead us, my sheep be guided to care. In thy pleasant pasture feed us, for our ears thy bones prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us. Thy flock of sin defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hero, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, we will early turn to thee. Blessed Jesus, we will early turn to thee.
Go in peace.